Swollen rivers in regional Victoria are threatening to burst their banks after the state's worst flooding in at least 10 years. More than 200 homes were evacuated at the weekend, and hundreds of residents have been told to prepare to evacuate today. Flooded rivers are rising at Shepparton in the state's north and at Wangaratta in the northeast. The army has been called in to help, and authorities are warning the flooding could worsen. Kelly Lazaro reports.
As much as 150 millimetres of rain dumped on parts of regional Victoria in just a few hours on Saturday. And this morning, residents in a number of northeast Victorian towns are waiting anxiously for flooded rivers to peak. The incident controller at Wangaratta, northeast of Melbourne, Jerry Vidoran, says the banks of the One Mile Creek are being sandbagged and hundreds of residents have been door knocked overnight and told to start packing their valuables in case they need to leave.
We've got the meeting of the King and Ovens rivers in Wangaratta, and the peak water flow for that is not expected for possibly another 24 hours, and that's when the most pressure will be put on the levee banks. The Ovens river's running at 12.7 metres, which means that if it does go over, we will have some major flooding.
About 50 army personnel will travel to northeast Victoria today to help with possible evacuations. At Shepparton and Seymour, north of Melbourne, huge volumes of water are gushing down the swollen Goulburn River. The Shepparton Mayor, Glenn Dobson, says flooding is possible there today.
Council has got their plans in order. They're ready for anybody who's inundated. We can swing straight into action with emergency accommodation, that sort of thing. We've been told that it's at the lower end of a major flood level, which means that using the 93 flood level as a bit of a gauge, we don't think it's going to be quite as high as 93.
Shepparton resident Shirley Wilson says people are nervously watching the river rise.
It's a wait and see game, and hopefully it'll come through the daytime. It's much better if you can see it coming than in the night, when you can just hear it trickling down the street like it did in the earlier floods in 74.
At Benalla, the Broken River peaked at just over 4 metres yesterday morning, and floodwaters are slowly receding. 100 people were evacuated from their homes on Saturday night, and Darren Asquith from the local news agency says people have woken this morning to continue the clean-up.
Pretty happy to be able to start driving around the town again, and pretty relieved not to be knee-deep in water.
So how does the town look this morning?
Well, our paper deliverers can now get to places they couldn't get to yesterday morning.
So people there in Benalla are starting to dry out this morning?
Yes. So there's still some in the lower-lying places that are still going through the heartbreak, but I think for the majority, they're relieved.
Flooding is also possible in low-lying areas of Horsham in the state's west and at Bairnsdale in Victoria's east. The alpine area of Mount Buffalo recorded the largest rainfall. A whopping 250 millimetres fell there in a day. In the past week, Victoria's ski fields have been enjoying the best snow in years, but the celebrations may be short-lived given the deluge. Gillian Dobson from the Mount Buller Resort says 300 cars were trapped on the mountain because of a landslide.
Several cars were damaged, and obviously with the area deemed to be rather unsafe at that time, we cordoned it off and until yesterday morning, and everyone was able to get their cars out yesterday.
Senior forecaster Stephen King says the Weather Bureau is still going over its record books, but it looks like Victoria has had its wettest winter in at least a decade.
What was unusual, I guess, was just a really, really big cloud band with lots of moisture all the way from the tropics. And then the cold front came through from the west and it just triggered all that rainfall.
A number of schools will remain closed across the state today. The State Emergency Service has received nearly 4,000 calls for help since Friday night. The insurance bill from the floods is expected to run into the tens of millions of dollars.
Kelly Lazaro.